Steve will bring us our first reading.
This morning's reading is the prophecy of Jesus coming. Familiar words from Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen the great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be the fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Today is Christmas Day. The day we have waited and prepared for is finally here. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus. As we've waited for this day, we've lit four candles. Let's read together and remind ourselves why. Hope. Hope, because God keeps his promises to us. Peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he calls us to work for peace in his name. Joy. Because the Holy Spirit fills our hearts and minds with the presence of God. And love, because Jesus gave everything for us and helps us to know the forgiveness of God. Just now, Steve has lit that centre candle. This candle represents Jesus, the light of the world. Let's read together from the Bible once again, this time in the book of John, what this means for us. God called the Word, became a man through his Son Jesus, and lived among us. We saw his awesome greatness, the greatness that belongs to the only Son of God. The Word was full of kindness and truth. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so we can read these words with confidence. Jesus is the light shining in a dark place. As we look at these candles, we celebrate the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that we find in Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And then finally, let us pray together. Dear Jesus, you came to earth as a tiny, fragile baby. Yet we know that you are God, and you are with us. May these candles remind us that you are the light of the world, and if we follow you, we will never walk in darkness, but we'll have the true light of life with us always. Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, we speak of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonour others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
I need a moment of honesty. So raise your hand if you're over 40. So you're allowed to put your hand down if you honestly didn't think the same thing as I did at the beginning of the service. When Diane said, we lit these four candles. I'm sorry. Every single Advent,
yeah.
Four candles. Anyway, enough of such hilarity. Happy Christmas to everybody who I haven't said it to already.
Explain it for those that just know.
My family don't know who you're on about.
To Ronnie's sketch, where a guy comes into a hardware store. I know they're an unusual thing. Think Martin and Newby, if you can remember it. Most of you can't.
B&Q.
B&Q, yeah, think B&Q. And the guy comes in and says, four candles. And the guy brings out four candles. But what he actually meant was fork. handles. And it goes on and on like that. Anyway, I'm using my time up on the two wrongs. So, turning to more serious matters, although some would suggest that two Ronnie sketches probably are quite serious, but I have a question. How big is the God you expected to meet today? How big is that God? Now, it's Christmas, and so it's very easy to think about the little baby in the manger. And in fact, if you see the doll that we use in the manger here, it's actually very little, very little. But I ask, how big is the God you expected to meet today? For that little baby is the same God that had a column of cloud, this is Exodus 13, 21, led the Israelites out of Egypt with a column of cloud in the day and a column of fire at night to lead their way. It's the same God that just before he arrived in the manger sent an angelic host out onto the hillside for the shepherds. It's the same God that led, well, three kings is often the phrase used, wise men, all the way by a star to Bethlehem. How big is the God you expected to meet today? It's the same God, for those of you who are in your Old Testament, that sent lightning to the altar that had been set up and set fire to it, despite the fact that it had gallons and gallons and gallons of water poured on it. It's the same God. And I don't even know why I'm about to turn to it because I know it by heart, but many of you know that one of the favourite verses of the Bible for me is easy to find, Genesis 1, probably easy to remember. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How big is the God you expected to meet today? Now, thinking of God as the creator of the heavens and the earth might feel too big. But the thing is, God is small enough to care about every detail of our lives, yet big enough to also be the creator of everything. So how big is your God? Is he just big enough for Christmas? Maybe he's a bit bigger than that, and he's big enough for Sundays. Maybe he's big enough for when you're at home on your own, but isn't big enough for work or school. Or maybe he's just big enough for every aspect of your life. God is big enough to be interested in you as an individual and every detail of your day-to-day life. He's also big enough for that to be true of everyone. So as we enjoy the Christmas celebrations, I just ask you to consider, how big is my God? He's small enough to care about you, but big enough to be part of every single aspect of your life.